It is also very interesting to note that the Nusach of the Gaon of Vilna, which also is the Nusach of the Gaon of Vilna, is basically Nusach Ashkenaz, worked over Kabbalistically, is very similar to Nusach Ari. Very similar. And the Nusach of the Gaon of Vilna is the basic Nusach that's used in Yerushalayim till today, because the Talmidim of the Gaon of Vilna were the ones that established Nusach Yerushalayim in the early 1800s. So the Ari's Nusach introduced Kabbalah to the masses. And there are all sorts of svarim written on what the scholars call Lurianic Kabbalah, which is the Kabbalah of the Ari. But the Ari is the one that put Kabbalah into the forefront of Jewish life. And to the extent that there are many customs and even halachas that are decided on the basis of Kabbalah, even in opposition to what the halacha says. And there are entire areas of Jewish life, for instance, those areas having to do with the halachas of death and burial and funerals and mourning, etc., which are almost exclusively Kabbalistic. Customs and Kabbalah. And you know naturally that people hold on to their customs more than they hold on to the letter of the law. Rabbi Yaakov Emden said that it's too bad, he said, that the Isser in the Torah, lo signo, of stealing, he said, appears in the Ten Commandments. He said if it would be a custom, people would observe it. It would be a minig, he said, then maybe we'd have a chance. But since it appears in the Ten Commandments, so then people can take it or leave it. But the influence of Kabbalah, the influence of custom, the Ari is the one that propelled it. The Ari also traveled the length of Israel, and he is the one who marked the tombs of all of the great men, the tombs that we have today, that this Tana is buried here. For instance, Reb Shimon ben Yochoi is buried in Meron with his son, Reb Elozer ben Shimon. The tomb of Reb Meir in Tveria, the tomb of Reb Chanina ben Dosa, the tomb of Reb Pinchas ben Yoyer at the bottom of the cemetery in Tzfas. All of those tombs were marked by the Ari, who claimed divine aid in being able to establish the places of the tombs, and they've been accepted from that time onward. The only tombs that existed before was the famous tomb of Rochel on the road to Beis Lechem and the tomb by the Moris HaMachpelah of Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. But the other tombs that are shown today, grave sites in Israel, almost all of them exclusively are from the time of the Ari, and he is the one who identified them, and he's the one who marked them. The Ari himself is buried in the ancient cemetery in Tzfas. If you ever have the schus to be in Tzfas and to be in that cemetery, there's also a mikveh at the end of the cemetery, on the side of the cemetery, in a cave called the Ari's mikveh. Again, by legend, it is said that anyone that immerses oneself in that mikveh will not die without doing tshuva, and therefore it is a place where many, many people go. The water is ice cold, which it's also aids the tshuva process. It is freezing, but it's a famous mikveh. It's a famous mikveh in the cemetery in Tzfas. Now, the cemetery in Tzfas has changed a number of times because Tzfas lies on a fault, and it has suffered many severe earthquakes. Even in our century, there have been severe earthquakes. In the 1800s, the city was destroyed by an earthquake. And therefore, the cemetery has moved, and there have been realignments. But basically, the old cemetery